K-State Nation, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports continues. Eddie Greer III here in Kansas City, Missouri on this Thursday morning, the 2nd of January, 2025. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Well, that's football all the way to here in a couple weeks. We got men's, women's indoor track beginning in Manhattan, Kansas. Your first time listening to this podcast this year. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here. As we are entering, or we have entered into the new year, so you get used to it here. A little bit of introduction on the podcast. It's a different year, new year, same university, 2013 K-State grad alum now. And if you like what you're hearing in this podcast, definitely make sure you do subscribe, like, subscribe right now while we're in the beginning of things all across the board. And make sure you hit that alarm bell every time we post content daily, except for what I forget. But we mostly do post content daily, almost every day, including either with holiday season or the weekends as well. So K-State, your K-State Wildcat coverage every day. The postcast, women's basketball. Boy, this was a fight yesterday for the K-State women's basketball team, but they somehow got themselves together late. Houston, pesky ass Houston, 4-18 going in this matchup. This was on the road, by the way. Hung around with 12th ranked team in the country yesterday, but K-State got to finish strong, right? They did that yesterday against Houston to knock out the Lady Cougars last night in Houston, 74-55. K-State continues to do what they've done all year long. But the score doesn't tell much about how K-State kind of played around a little bit with this team in another historical moment for this K-State women's basketball team. I'll get into that. Well, actually, I'm going to get into that right now because that leads K-State 14-1 on this year. And of course, with this damn snowstorm coming this weekend, not going to take chances of traveling this weekend. I was in Manhattan last weekend. Not going to take that chance this weekend. Of course, the car and everything else like that. Not getting up these hills, these steep ass hills. Kind of a side note here. Just around the block or a half mile down the street. Car, when the last time it snowed in Kansas City, because obviously we are on snowstorm watch this weekend, you have not been paying attention. since I've had it 2 years now, it couldn't even get up the hill. The brutal hills, or I should say the steep hills here in Kansas City. So that was, and that's probably because there were no treatment or whatever it was. I'd probably say no treatment, and there were not enough traffic. That's not good. That's not good for a big-ass city like that. Anyways, so, yeah, so that's just a side note there. But anyways, Jalen Glenn, make a little personal history, scored her 1,000th point yesterday, and 15 points on the afternoon there. Jalen Glenn becomes the 46th player in program history to score 1,000 or more career points. Now she has 1,012 now. Jalen Glenn is now the fifth player in program history since Shaylee Lenning with 1,000 or more. Of course you're going to do that, laptop. Damn it. since 2009, and then you have 500 or more rebounds, 250 or more assists, 225 or more steals. Yeah, Jalen Glenn is the defensive stud. We have seen it all year. We've seen her growth. This is another one of these keystones when trying to build a championship roster. We talk about Aoka Lee a lot. We talk about, oh gosh, Serena Sundell a lot for good reason. And, of course, Jalen's twin sister, Bradley, got redshirted this year. So we didn't even know that until, after game one or game two of this year. So that Bradley will be coming back next year. Jalen Glenn, man, we have seen her come off the bench, obviously, in her starter's role, but she's turned her game into an all-around game, and it was funny. Let's see the post-game locker room celebration after the fact, and deservedly so, as well. Quiet, doesn't she's one of those, to me anyways, from the outside, that she's quiet, does her own thing. Does her thing, helps out the team, whatever needs necessary. But yeah, she specializes in that defensive category there. She's a very good defensive defender. And when we covered her in the beginning of her career, she was, I don't know, man. But since then, again, you got to give it time. And that's what's fun about nowadays. Unfortunately, with this transfer portal stuff that, you know, people are transferring, wherever that's football, men's, women's, whatever you want to call it, baseball, whatever it is, that you don't get developing your recruits. This is what, you know, kind of is a bummer, because now everyone wants to not get their own way. You're just going to head to different college. And it's whatever now, but this is what I'm talking about. Jeff Mitty, head coach of this basketball team, has this team 14-1, was in a dogfight. And you're going to get these type of games, and you're going to need, again, this is what happened. Again, I hate to be sitting here and rewinding myself and repeating myself here, but again, it's not just Aoka Lee on this team. It's Tamir Poindexter one game, Terrence Sides. We're seeing Gisella Sanchez back. Apparently from injury now. She's back on the court now. Oh, he's on some mulpin. It goes down the line. And yesterday, Jalen Glenn leading her team right there to victory in this game. And speaking of Tamir Poindexter, third straight game in double figures last night with 15 more points, 2 assists and 5 rebounds on the night. Aoka Lee also hit 15 points, 9 rebounds, a stat line here, 4 blocks. Serena Sundell, 7, double-double. And that's hard to believe. Serena Sundell on her 7th double-double. Remember, Serena Sundell had a triple-double this year. So that was another personal achievement by this team. It just goes to show that this K-State team can hit you wherever. Lee, Sundell, it goes across the board, right? This Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State wins basketball, 12th ranking in the country, pulls away from Houston late, 74-55. K-State did lead by 6 after the first quarter, led at halftime, and then Houston with a huge run in the third quarter. But then K-State outscored Houston in the fourth quarter, 23-4. Damn. That suffocating defense there by Jeff Mitty was on point in the fourth quarter. And that's what's led this team right there, right? Because Houston, they hung around all 3 quarters. You got to give them a lot of credit. But, again, the experience, the defense, and players that step up to the plate and deliver in big-time situations, that's what you got to do. And so again, the Big 12, you don't know what you're going to get every night. And you got these players playing at a high clip right now, so there's that as well. K-State did shoot 50%, if that is right here, that I have on the laptop here. Yeah, 50% from the field, only 21% from downtown. Oof. so struggling in from downtown, but 50% from the field, and then from the stripe, 77% there as well for Lady Cats. Second chance points, 8. Yeah. This game was tied twice. What's in this game? That was so funny, you know. Again, Houston, not a very good team, but again, when you're a top dog, you're going to get, especially on the road, you're going to get the opposing team your best shot. We hear it all the time, right? Let's see. Yeah, so twice in the game, in case they stepped up to the plate, 42 points in the paint there, 10 points off turnovers, and had 11 bench points there in this basketball game, as K-State stays undefeated in the conference. And more importantly, though, K-State just continues to just show up and win, man. They just show up. They just win games, man. 14-1 now on the year. And let me see if I can. Looks like I don't have anything here. Nope, I don't. I don't have anything from Jeff Mitty there. But, yeah, Jeff Mitty stays undefeated, though, against Houston, more importantly for them. For him as well. And I'm just going to go right down here to wrap this postcast up. K-State 74, Houston 55. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Next time, K-State hits the court, they'll be back at home to take on Texas Tech this weekend on Saturday. And the tip-off is scheduled to be at 2 o'clock. Yeah, 2 o'clock Saturday in Manhattan, Kansas there as well. This is going to be, on ESPN Plus, and of course on K-State Sports Network as well. So K-State going back home, and of course I mentioned snowstorm. Yeah, we're on snowstorm watch, whether you're living here in KC or out there in Wamego, Manhattan, Junction City this weekend. So yeah, we're at that point of the year that snow affects everything. pretty much. I happen to move stuff around a little bit here. So yeah, like I said, I was actually planning on going back to Manhattan. But the snowstorm that I heard, that I saw, I'm not going to take the chance of that, as I explained there as well. I do want to put this out there. This is kind of outside the rim here before we close it out. Thoughts and prayers to the folks who have been definitely, don't get me wrong, we're all affected, especially the people that were affected down there in the horrifying tragedy down there in New Orleans prior to obviously ringing in a new year, but before the Sugar Bowl. If I'm not going to go into details into that. So thoughts and prayers right now to all the folks down there in New Orleans. And there, it's scary world out here. So prayers to the folks down there. And of course, Sugar Bowl, it was supposed to be last night, but it got removed to this afternoon. So I did want to acknowledge that before closing out this episode. But transition wise, not really a good transition, but K-State Nation, your Lady Wildcats, 12th in the country, keeps on winning. They move up to 14-1, led by Jaylen Glenn last night, making his history herself, 1,000 points in the books. Winners last night, 74-55 over the Houston Cougars on the road. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. Don't forget about our Podbean channel. We will resume that next week. I'm finally gonna have a schedule for that. It's probably gonna be every 2 weeks with Alex Aiden over there on the Podbean app. So definitely go over there right now. Download that app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, and you can check out all the episodes over there. And I might sneak one. I might hop over there maybe later tonight and do a little introduction, since we're into the new year on that. So I'll get, and then maybe I'll do a little round trip, a little update on basketball in there as well, just to get something out there on that. And then it's going to probably be every 2 weeks with him. Alex Aiden, also a K-State grad as well. So Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast over on the Podbean channel. Bonus content of the Purple Project Podcast. We will have our first episode over there next week. Or actually, our second episode, because I am going to hop over there probably tonight after my track workout. Second back-to-back workout there as well. So having to move things around this week. So there's that as well. Folks, okay, that's going to do it for another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Jeff Mini and the Cats continue to do winning things, folks, in Manhattan, Kansas, 14-1, 12th ranked in the country, as they take care of the Houston Cougars. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.